Yesterday we were discussing the letters written by the Gedolei Yisrael in the early 1800s that were published in the Kuntres Ve'ela Divrei HaBris, arguing against the reform proposal to introduce tefillah, prayer, in the vernacular. And we quoted the letters written by the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa, author of the Nesivos HaMishpat, all of whom argued very forcefully against that proposal, despite the fact that in Shulchan Aruch it seems very clear that tefillah b'chol lashon. And we mentioned among the various arguments made by the Gedolei Olam of that time, a comment of the Nesivos, who says that, furthermore, since limud lashon hakodesh is a mitzvah, if you daven in other languages, you're going to forget lashon hakodesh ultimately altogether. And to prove that limud lashon hakodesh is a mitzvah, he cites famous words of the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos to Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah there says, the hevezar b'mitzvah kala kevachamura, person should be so careful and meticulous to fulfill even that which is viewed as a relatively minor mitzvah. And Rambam, as an example, says, kegon, one example that he gives, what is a mitzvah kala? L'meidas Lashon HaKodesh, learning Lashon HaKodesh. Meaning, it's a mitzvah, people think of it as a mitzvah kala, but one should be as meticulous in fulfilling it as one is with a mitzvah that one views as a chamura. Now, why is it, in fact, that the Rambam, learning Lashon HaKodesh, or L'meidas Lashon HaKodesh, those are the words of Rambam, L'meidas Lashon HaKodesh, learning Lashon HaKodesh. Now, why does the Rambam view learning Lashon HaKodesh as a mitzvah? Presumably, based on the interpretation and the comment of the Sifri in Parshas Ekev. The Pasuk says, V'limadetem osam es b'neichem l'daber bam, referring, of course, in the second parsha of Kriyas Shema to teaching Torah to one's sons. So the Sifri there writes, Mikan Amru, based on this Pasuk, Chazal said, Kishahatinok maschil ledaber, when a child first starts to speak, aviv midaber imo belashon hakodesh, his father should speak to him in lashon hakodesh, umelamdo Torah, and teach him Torah. Then ein midaber imo belashon hakodesh ve'ein umelamdo Torah, if one's father does not do that, ra'oi lo ki'ilu kovro, very, very harsh criticism. But it seems from this Sifri that Chazal viewed it as a mitzvah, it would seem, to teach one's young child to speak Lashon HaKodesh, and as well to teach one's child, of course, Torah. Yet what many Achronim note is that when one looks in the Gemara, in Maseches Sukkah, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where it seems the Gemara is referring to this same idea, the Gemara there says, quoting a brisa, that when a child is yodei ledaber, is able to speak, aviv lomdo Torah v'kriyashma. When a child is able to speak, says the Gemara Sukkah Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the father should learn with him or teach him Torah and kriyashma. No mention of Lashon HaKodesh in the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Yet the Sifri does mention it. Medaber imo b'Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara seems to omit mention of Lashon HaKodesh when it describes what a father's obligation is when a child starts to speak. The Gemara just mentions Lomdo Torah v'Kriyas Shema. So one, along those lines, one of the resolutions proposed, and this is a question that is raised by, among others, the Tar Tzmima in his comments on that pasuk in Dvarim, in Parshas Ekev. And one of the resolutions proposed, and this is suggested by Rav Daniel Stein in an article published entitled Maimor Lashon HaKodesh, is that when the Sifri says a father should speak with his child in Lashon HaKodesh, that's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a necessary means to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because you can't teach someone Talmud Torah without him knowing Lashon HaKodesh. So although if you look in Tariq Mitzvos, the Rambam himself, who cites in Perush HaMishnayos of Avos, that's a mitzvah kala to study Lashon HaKodesh, It's not one of the Tariq mitzvahs in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. So how is that? Rambam himself said it's a mitzvah kala. The teretz perhaps is exactly this, that the Rambam meant it's a necessary prelude to the mitzvah of teaching one's child Torah. You want to teach a child Torah, you must first, by definition, teach him Lashon HaKodesh, or else he can't learn Torah properly. So it perhaps is a hechsher mitzvah to teach one's child Lashon HaKodesh. Now, what's fascinating is that this presumably then would include, as you mentioned, the study of Dikduk also. You can't properly understand Chumash, Psukim, Lashon HaKodesh without a working knowledge of the basic Klalim of Dikduk. And the Prima Gadim, in a letter that is published in the beginning of his introduction to his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, writes a fascinating response to a Malamid of his time who asked him about the proper Seder Halimud for teaching young Talmidim properly. Supreme Gadim there first bemoans the fact that the Talmidim of his time, they prefer to learn only Yeradeh with Shach and Chosh Mishpat with Sma and Evan Ezra with Beit Shmuel because they like the more concise, shorter halacha learning, but they neglect Arachayim. And Supreme Gadim first criticizes that neglect of the study of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. And then in that context, in that letter, he then writes the following to this Malamed. He says, you indicated you don't have Sfarim to learn from. And Prima Gadim acknowledges that that is a problem in his time. And he bemoans the fact that there is a scarcity and a lack of availability of Sifrei Tanakh, Mikros Gedolos, and of the Sifrei Diktuk of the Radak, and the Sefer Ha'aruch, who is a compendium of Aramaic words, and the Sefer Michlal Yofi of Rabbi Shlomo ben Melach, the Sefer Meturgeman of Eliyahu Bachur, all these Dikduk Sfarim, he bemoans the lack of availability. And he says, Asher Alehen Nish'an Beis Yisrael, Klal Yisrael relies on those Sfarim. And then he bemoans the fact, he writes, Loshoneinu Lashon HaKodesh Kim'at Chas V'Shalom Nishtakech B'Zman Hazeh. Says, how sad it is that our Lashon HaKodesh is all but forgotten, B'Zman Hazeh, he writes. And he then says he wishes if the Talmidim, who are at that time apparently embarrassed to learn Chumash with Rashi and a Perek in Nach, if only they would learn that first, he says. He says, unlike those who learn with the Talmidim, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and as soon as the Talmidim know how to ask a Kasha, give a Teretz, oh, Chacham V'Rabbi Yiskari, they're praised, but they don't know anything about Tanach, U'Lashon HaKodesh Munach B'Keren Zavis. And Lashon HaKodesh is left abandoned in a corner, says the Prima Gadim. And he bemoans that state of affairs at his time, during his time. And then again, he writes in a letter later, he says, instructing the same Malamed, he says, you should learn a Shir and Tanakh each and every day. And Chochmas HaDikduk, he writes, Hupino LaTorah. That's the cornerstone of Torah, the Chochmas HaDikduk. And he even encourages, he says, when you learn Gemara, he says, you should have Sifrei Dikduk in Aramaic as well. So he very, very much felt that that was a very important undertaking. Lashon HaKodesh, Dikduk, Tanakh. That was the Prima Gadim in his letter printed in the introduction to his parish on Shulchan Aruch. Now, on the other hand, we mentioned in previous Shiurim the tshuva of Reb Shlomo Kluger of Brody in Galicia in Reishna and Zion, where he was very critical of those groups who assembled to study the works of Moshe Mendelssohn, specifically the translation of the Torah into German that he authored. And he also makes reference there as well to the Talmud Lashon Ivri, which people in his time were studying, and he was very critical of that as well. Talmud Lashon Ivri, quick search will indicate that it was a work on Dikduk that was written by Yehuda Leib Ben Zev, published in 1796. He was one of the Hebrew writers of that time, and Shlomo Kluger is very, very critical of him and his works as well. And in the context of that tshuva, Shlomo Kluger writes, he says, Ro'inu be'einenu, we've seen, shalimud ha-diktuk, that study of diktuk, maybe l'dei his'askus, rak b'mikra, leads people to focus only on Tanakh study, v'ha-mikra maybe l'dei targum ashkenazi, and focus on Tanakh study brings one to study the German translations of it, Vatargam Ashkenazi, maybe the Apikorsus. That's his sequence of events, which he says starts with the Liman HaDikduk, which leads one to the Hisaskus Rakba Mikra, Mikra Mevili De Targum, and Targum Ashkenazi Mevili De Apikorsus. So Shlomo Kluger is very seemingly, to say reluctant is perhaps an understatement, to encourage the study of Dikduk. And he then singles out the author of Talmud Lashon Ivri, as I just mentioned, a work on Dikduk at that time. He says, I remember him when he was young, when I was very young, and he lived in my neighborhood, my region, because he was from Galicia, the Yehuda Leib Ben Zev, who authored Talmud Lashon Ivri. Shlomo Kluger lived in Brody. And he then is very harshly critical in his tshuva of some of the works of this author of Talmud Lashon Ivri. So Kluger seems to be very, very unenthusiastic about the study of Dikduk. But if one looks in a little bit more of a contemporary posek, Rav Henkin, in his Kisvei, Rav Henkin, Chelek Beis Simen Nun Hei. Rav Henkin cites the Gemara we had in Daf Yomi, in Megill Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there cites a pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Ches Pasuk Ches. Vayikru Basefer Toras B'Toras HaElokim Meforosh V'Som Sechel Vayavino B'Mikra. Pasuk says in Nehemiah that they were Vayavino B'Mikra. They studied and understood the Lashon of the Torah. So the Gemara darshins Vayavino B'Mikra Elu Piskei Ta'amim. That's a reference to, says Rashi, the Nigunim of the Pesukim. The Amrilon, some say, writes the Gemara, Elu HaMasores. Vayavino B'Mikra means the Masores. What is the Masores? So Rav Henkin writes, Dikduk is Bichlal Vayavino B'Mikra. Dikduk is Bichlal Elu HaMasores. Says when the Mishnah in Avos says, Masores Siag LaTorah, Masores brings one to, it's a safeguard for Torah. So Henkin writes, that means Dikduk. Masores means Dikduk. And he says, Ein levatelzeh, don't forego the study of Dikduk. And even if some gadol, he writes, said that one should forego the study of Dikduk, he says that meant to really study it in depth, excessively so, wasting too much time doing so. That's bittul Torah, he said. And then if Henkin writes, he says, Mestama, they said this with regard to reading Talmud Lashon Ivri, that book that we referred to earlier. That's what they were critical of. Because the Mechaber was one of those who was writing in a Hebrew periodical that they founded at that time. Okay, so one should not learn from his book, but to study the basics of Dikduk, says Rav Henkin, that's a chiyuv, he writes. As long as you study from the Sifrei Yirei Elokim, it's a chiyuv. He quotes the Prima Gadim. He says, the Gra wrote a book on Dikduk. So Rav Henkin is very, very encouraging of the study of Dikduk. And this is echoed both in his Ksavim Chelek Beis and Chelek Aleph. He writes in his Sefer Eidos LeYisrael, he says, one who doesn't learn the Yesodos and the Ikarim of Dikduk is Meshabesh Hakriya. He'll read incorrectly. He'll be Meshabesh Beperes Hamilos. He'll misunderstand the words and the meaning. So he says, this is a very, very important. He says, it's a chiyuv to teach Talmidim Yesodei V'Ikrei HaDikduk. So writes the Rav Henkin in his Eidos LeYisrael. And so it does seem, both from Prima Gadim and from Rav Henkin as well, that the study of Dikduk, the learning of Lashon HaKodesh, is critical. And as we quoted, as mentioned before, the understanding within the Parish Mishnas, the Rambam, it's a Heksha Mitzvah to be able to understand and to properly fulfill the study of Torah.